What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth do adore him. He is faithful, righteous, consistent, and a loving God to whom we can put our confidence in. Pastor Butler, take us till about 6:10. Amen. When you get done at 6:10, hey, bashala, basotolele, come on, y'all. And I want us to pray and touch heaven this evening. Want us to give him the fruit of our lips and honor him. Pastor Word, Pastor Butler is going to get us in there with that password. Sister Bernadette will give us 5 minutes. Sister Purdy will give us 5 minutes. Sister Monica will give us 5 minutes. What's that? That's 5 minutes for each person, and then I'll come in and close us out in prayer with the prayer point that God dealt with me about all day. It's in your hands.
More grace, Pastor. Thank God for you. More grace, everybody. Peace be unto you. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Amen. We love the Lord because he first loved us. And I want to bless him and love on his name. The Bible said, how excellent is thy name, O Lord, in all the earth, and thy glory, hallelujah, set above the heavens. Hallelujah. When we consider the stars, the moon, amen, and all the works of his hands, we have to decree and declare, what is man that he is mindful of us? But I'm so glad that he is mindful of us. Let's pray. Father, in the matchless, magnificent, that's right, miraculous name of his majesty, the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to stop to say thank you, Lord. Thank you that you revealed unto us your name. Thank you that you, Lord Jesus Christ, walked us through the valley of the shadow of death, and we have to fear no evil because you're with us. We thank you that you are very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, Lord. You never left us nor forsaken us, and neither will you leave or forsake us, but you're there with us always. For that, we give you praise. Your name is excellent. It's exalted above every name. Your name is magnificent. There's none like it, none to be compared with it. Hallelujah. Your name, Lord, hallelujah, set above the heavens. Your name rules over everything. And Father, we want to gather today and just thank you and bless you and honor the magnificent, wondrous name of Jesus, the blessed Christ. God, we thank you right now for being everything that we need. We give you praise and glory. We decree and declare that you are, amen, our life and our resurrection in our life. We decree and declare, hallelujah, you are a rock and you're the rock of our salvation. You're the root of David, my Savior. What have I said? Excuse me, glory to God. You're the Prince of Peace and the Kinsman Redeemer. And for that, we bless you. We adore you. We magnify you. Thou offspring of David, you are the bright and morning star. You're the lily of the valley. Hallelujah. You are he whom my soul loveth. And Father, we want to bless you and love on you right now because you're the good shepherd. Hallelujah. You're the King of glory and the Prince of life. You're the great high priest, my son, and the King of the saints. You are not only the law, but you're the lawgiver, the Lamb, Amanda, the Lamb of God, but yet you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are magnificent. You are wondrous and glorious. Hallelujah. We call you the light of the world. Glory to God. We decree and declare that you are our Messiah. You're the Lord Jesus, messenger of the covenant. We decree and declare, Lord, you are the Lord Jesus Christ, first begotten from the dead. Oh, God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Your name is faithful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is, Lord, everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. You are the door to the sheep. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And we bless you, Master. We adore you. God, what shall we render unto thee for all your many benefits unto us? Ah, we take the cup of salvation and we call on the name of the Lord, Prince of Peace, Deliverer, the Eternal One. Glory to God, Counselor. You are our Dayspring. We call on that majestic, magnificent name, the Captain captain of the host of the army of the Lord. You are not only, Lord, life, but you are the bread of life, the water of thirst. You are the meat of hunger. Leba Toshkepa. Hallelujah. Your name is Holy One of God. Rebe Kotaya. Hallelujah. You are not only, Lord Jesus, the Holy One of God. You are the true vine. Hallelujah. That we are connected to as the branches. We decree and declare, great is your faithfulness. Your name is everything you are. Your name is magnificent because you're magnificent. Your name depicts every characteristic of your being, and we praise you. We adore you because you're the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord God Almighty. Oh, bless his matchless name. Hande Bebeha. Now unto him, the King eternal, the King immortal, the King invisible, the only wise God, our Savior, to him, hallelujah, to Jesus, that is, to him be glory, power, majesty, might, and dominion, both now, henceforth, and forevermore, world without end, throughout eternity. Hallelujah, for that from generation to generation, glory to his majesty that sits on high. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Father, you say in Isaiah 59 and 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Let us pray. Father, we thank you on tonight. Hey, that when the enemy come in like a flood, you are lifting up a standard against them. Father, we thank you that you're lifting up a standard against every enemy that's standing in our way, whether it be in our businesses, whether it be in our finances, whether it be upon our children. Father, we thank you now that you're raising up a standard against the enemy now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, O God, that every enemy standing against the marriages, that's standing against that man, that's standing against that woman, that's standing against us on our job, you're chasing the enemy away in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're contending for our righteous cause. We thank you now, God, that you're dispatching angelic assistance on our behalf in the name of Jesus. We thank you now, O God, that you're releasing angelic hosts now. We dispatch angelic assistance now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, Rabashanda, that angels are being released from Michael's quarters to war on our behalf. We thank you now that angels are being released from Gabriel's quarters to announce our coming, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you even now, God, that the enemy shall not prevail. Hey, yes, Lord, we thank you even now that you're raising up a standard on the job. You're raising up a standard. God, you see what we're facing. You see what we're going through, God. You see how the enemy is trying to enforce and impose on our lives. But God, you gave us a word. You say when he comes in like a flood, you will raise a standard against him. So we thank you now that you're raising a standard. We thank you now that you're removing every plan of the enemy. You're causing his plans to be aborted now. In the name of Jesus, Father, by divine authority, we lift up our voices now. And we say now, andele bianda, to every enemy standing in our way, we command you to be removed now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God, that the enemy does not have dominion over us, because you've given us power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, my God. And you say, God, that nothing shall by any means harm us. Father, we thank you now that we put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So on today, we stand against every wile, every trick, every strategy, every scheme, in the name of Jesus, and we render render the enemy's plans void on this afternoon. And we thank you now, God, that you're causing us to put on strength. We take on strength now. We put on the armor of God now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that it is so and it is done. We pray this prayer in faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. We come to give honor to God, and we give honor to our man of God, the shepherd of our house at Kingdom City Church. And I'll be coming from Hebrews 10 and 23. And it says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. So prayer point here is hold fast the faith. And according to Romans 12 and 3, God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. So most precious Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come to retrieve our faith, God, in Jesus' name, faith as our missile, God. We come for the full warranty of our faith right now in the name of Jesus, the faith that worketh patient in us and through us in Jesus' name. Faith, we call on you, faith, and we call you back to your place within us in the name of Jesus. Faith, you are our borders. Faith, you are our guard, our G-U-A-R-D. Faith, you are our gates. Faith, you are our lot. You are our land that flowed with milk and honey in the name of Jesus. Faith, you are our wealthy place in Jesus' name. Faith, you are our currency exchange system. You are our banking institution. You are our financial distribution center in Jesus' name. Faith, you are our stocks and our bonds. Faith, you are our supernatural provisions. All faith is you, God, that given us this measure of faith. Hey, where we can speak to sickness and it's got to go. Hey, where we can speak to diseases and it's got to dry up. Where we can speak to handicap and it's got to dissipate. It's by your faith that we can do those things. All in the name of Jesus. All faith, you are the one, hey, that they passed through the Red Sea and by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, were drowned. Faith, hey, it was by you that the walls of Jericho fell down and after they were compassed about 7 days. Hey, God, hey, Shemoyah, huh? Hey, faith, we calling on you. Hey, to step back in the measurement of the place where you was given unto us. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the spiritual looters and the bandits, hey, that come to try to take our faith and cripple our salvation. In Jesus' name, it's by faith, hey, that the hall of Rahab, hey, perish not with them that believe not. When she gave, hey, Shanunah, when she received, hey, the spies with peace. Oh, in the name of Jesus, shall we say more faith? Hey, Hashatalaha, for the time will fill us faith to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson, hey, and of Jephthah and of David also and Samuel and of the prophets in Jesus' name. Hey, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. In the name of Jesus, hey, it was through you faith. Hey, Hashanah, that quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they were made strong. They waxed violent in fight. They turned to fight the armies of the Hashanah of the aliens. In the name of Jesus, it was you, faith, that was responsible for these things. Hey, Hashanah, and we call on you, faith, to make your grand entryway back into our being. Hey, you are the faith. Hey, Shatalah, that causes us, hey, to have goodly cities which we build us not. You are the faith where our houses are full of good things which we build us not. You are our faith, our wells digged which we dig us not. You are our vineyards and olive trees which we planted not. Hey, faith, it's by you that we are eating and full because of you, faith, and because of you, we will not forget the Lord who brought us forth from the house of bondage and all of its derivatives. It's by you, faith, that we walk and not by sight. It's by you, faith, that we live. Hey, Hashatayah, because we are the just. It's by you, faith, hey, that we call you back into action, back into duty, back into formation, back into motion. Hey, that you will function and operate on your divine spiritual axis of our salvation. Hey, Shatayah, hey, Jesus, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Hey, when you are set down at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding on our behalf. Hey, and we claim faith in the fullness thereof, and we embrace faith, and we call you back to take your divine place right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We give glory to God for our pastor, our leader, and for all of the prayer warriors and intercessors, the men and women of God. Our prayer point today is coming from Psalms 20, verses 2 and 9. And it says, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Verse 9 says, save, Lord. Let the king hear us when we call. And our intercessors and our prayer warriors today are lifting up the prayer point that says we are commanding all of our helpers to come forth now. Spirit of the living God, Father, we thank you today that you hear us when we call and you know us by our name, oh God. And therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are commanding that our divine assigned helpers, that they come forth now out of the north, out of the south, the east, and the west. We decree and declare today that they will no longer be hindered, that they will no longer fire, kapaye, no weki kashande. We command a release of all divine assigned helpers in our families, in our bloodlines, in corporations. We command that all divine helpers come forth now by the grace of God in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will no longer be held up, that they will no longer be bound. We pray for our divine assigned helpers, oh God, that they come forth with our resources, that they'll come forth with the skill, the will, and the ability to come forth and cast forth the vision alongside with us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We tear down strongholds and strong dekiasaya wheels of disobedience right now, and we decree and declare that our okosuya, that the enemies of our divine helpers be overthrown and be overturned by the will and the power of God. As we release our prayers by the Spirit of God, we come outside, we snatch forth, and we bring forth all divine assigned helpers in the name of Jesus. We command that kosuya, we command in the name of Jesus that they come forth, that they come forth, that they come forth, that they come forth, by the Shia, by the Bosuya, by the Spirit of the living God, we kashaya. Let the king hear us when we call. Lord God, we pray right now that all those that are in reserve, all those that are being held up, all those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that cannot locate us, we command that that thing be overturned. All blockages, all hindrance, oh God, anything that would stop our divine helpers from coming into divine order with the will and the power of God, we rebuke it now by the authority of Jesus Christ. Lord God, it will not stand, it will not prosper. Oh God, there are those that have been called to bring forth money. There are those that have been called to bring forth aid and wisdom and support to the vision that you've given to our churches, to our ministries, oh God, alongside us in our families, on our jobs, in our businesses, oh Father. And we are commanding the release of all of the Yahshua, all divine assistance, that it come forth now by the power of Yahshua, Neria no Kusia, Mekia Suya. We command a release. We command a release, oh God, by the authority and the wisdom of God. Be broken. Every strange person that comes as a counterfeit, every person that comes as an Ishmael, we command right now in the name of Jesus, be blocked and be overthrown. Every imagination,
though we walk in the flesh, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we don't war in the flesh, all right? You don't war where you walk. For though we walk in the flesh, we don't war in the flesh. Now, stay there. You are natural. You are a natural being, but you're actually a spiritual being living in a natural body, because the only way that a spirit can operate on earth is it needs a body. So that's how you get around. But though you walk in the flesh, that's not who you really are. Well, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds. That's what I want to hit on right now. I want to break strongholds. What is a stronghold? It's the definition is there. Something that has a strong hold on you. Something that holds you strong. Something that you cannot seem to get free from. Something that just no matter how much you pray, fall out, run, this thing will not let you go. The devil is a liar. The Bible declares that you get rid of it by casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you feel. I exalt the word. She don't like me. Do you have word on that? He don't care about me. Do you have a scripture for that? Is it lovely? Is it good report? Is it praise? Is it virtue? See, these are the disciplines you got to put in place more than just dancing and shouting and screaming. Some of y'all got that down pat. That ain't worth a quarter. I'm talking about breaking these strongholds that's keeping you in the same place. I mean, there are people all over the world who just cannot seem to get free because they think they know something. The Bible says professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. We're going to pray. We're going to break. We're going to dismantle. We're going to cut asunder every stronghold, every chain, every bondage, everything that got you that will not seem to let you go. The devil is a liar. You can't live like this the rest of your life. I can't live like this the rest of my life. We're going to break this thing. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Come on. Now listen to me. I am warring with you every evening and warring with you every morning for a reason. Because I know the power of intercession and prayer. And I don't pray with you all because I need you all to pray. I can touch heaven by myself. Trust me. Kalabashatolele mandalasia. But I want you to hear me by the Spirit of grace that I am doing these prayers with you because I want to help you and show you the secret to victory in my life. And I am not cute in prayer. Some of y'all, while I'm praying, you just sitting there listening to me. Ain't nothing happening for you. We are helping you. We are praying with you. I'm not praying for you. I'm praying with you. And we're going to break these strongholds that's stopping you, that's blocking you. The devil don't want me to pray this, but I'm going to pray it. Hallelujah. We are breaking it. I want you to pray with fire. Pray with authority. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Decree and declare. Break that stuff from your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, the bloodline. Break that stuff off of you. They got a stronghold. Are you listening to me? This thing has a stronghold on you. We're going to break it. So raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold, every demonic stronghold, every evil stronghold, every wicked stronghold of rebellion, pride, arrogance, poverty, sickness, disease, whatever it is, Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the power of the blood, I cast it down. I cast it down. I cast it down. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, you said in your word that we have the power to tread over serpents, over scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy. Your word declares that no weapon that is formed or even fashioned against us will be able to prosper. The fight that we are experiencing is ourselves. We are fighting a war in our mind, strongholds that are holding us strong, that came from our mother's house, our father's house. But in the name of Jesus, I break myself free from every stronghold of pride, rebellion, perversion, lust, jealousy, envy, murder, strife. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare I am free. I command myself to be free. I command myself to be loose from every stronghold. I loose myself from every stronghold. I loose myself from the hand of the wicked. I loose myself from the hand of the oppressor. I loose myself from the hand of the liar. Loose me. Loose me, Satan. Loose me, Satan. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Satan, God, babibi ashekele mando lokuda lahaza. Zivundili kidele e. Demons, God binds you. Bekele dele ando lokuda. Be free today. I command me to be free from every stronghold. I loose my son. I loose my daughter. I loose my wife. I loose my husband. I loose my finances. I loose my body from every stronghold, every attack. Hey, bashaba, shaba, shaba. Pray. I feel something breaking. I said pray because I feel something breaking. Pray. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Loose yourself. Pray. Loose myself today. I loose myself from that bondage. I loose myself from that stronghold. I loose myself from the stronghold that affects women in my family, that affects men in my family. I loose myself today. I speak to that stronghold. I curse it. I uproot it. I destroy it. I dismantle it. I cut it asunder. I take in my hand a sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and I destroy it. I slice it. I cut it up. I destroy it with the anointing. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. I release the fire of God. Hey, 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 Shaba. How about Sikele me? Londini Bikita. I rebuke that stronghold of poverty. I rebuke that stronghold of fear. I rebuke that stronghold of insomnia and restlessness. I rebuke that stronghold of infirmity and disease. I rebuke it now. Be loose from it. Loose mokosheba. Lukumoku sukule bikikele libanta lahaya. Reba satolema. Loose myself. I loose myself. I loose myself from jealousy. I loose myself from strife and envy. I loose myself from pride and arrogance. Your word declares that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy. I loose myself from it, and I break that stronghold off of my life in the name of Jesus. Loose yourself from it today. Every stronghold, every attack, everything that has a stronghold on you, ain't got no business attacking you like that. The devil is a liar. Come on. I want to be free. I must be free. I have to be free. The devil wants to keep you in bondage to things, to rob you of your joy and your peace. But you, you got to want to be free. You got to want to stand fast, therefore in the liberty. You know what? I'm going to say it to you like this. The Bible declares, except you be converted as a little child. And all I want to tell you is, if you tell a child they can fly, they'll jump off a car. And the best way to walk in deliverance is if the Bible says the righteous are bold and you approach that as a child, you immediately walk in it. I'm declaring to you that you are free now from that stronghold. Now, as a child, receive that and walk in it. Stop trying to understand it. A child doesn't get it when you tell them something. They just believe it. That's how faith has to be. Faith is not understood. God is not understood. But he is revealed as you believe him and walk with him. So if I say you blessed, stop trying to figure out how. If you tell a child they rich, guess what? That child believe they can get whatever they want to get. And if they don't have it, they'll go to the parent and say, but mom, I thought you said we was rich. Because they believe whatever you say. Believe that you are free from that stronghold today. Believe it. Walk in it. Operate as you are free. Humble yourself. Get it right. Don't miss what God has for you. All because of your pride and your arrogancy. Don't miss what God has for you. All because you think you know something. Y'all, I'm telling you, a stronghold is a powerful spirit. Most people don't even know they're under a stronghold. They just believe what they believe. And the devil got them so they think it's God. They think it's the Holy Ghost. And don't even know that they are under a spell. But that stronghold is broken today. In the name of Jesus, it is broken today. You are blessed. You are favored. I'm praying again with you tomorrow evening. I'll be ministering at a marriage conference at the church here in Charlotte. I'm excited about it. If you're single, come. If you're a couple, come. I don't care who you are. Make it to this marriage thing. Just want to talk and share with you what I believe the Lord will have me to say. You are blessed. You are favored. You all pray for me as I'm praying for you on a daily basis. I'll be praying with you tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock. Tell your mama, your daddy, your sisters, and your brothers to press their way and get on the prayer line. It's going to be awesome. You are blessed. More grace.